Wee Willie Keeler was a right fielder who played for a number of professional baseball teams at the turn of the 19th century. He played for Baltimore and Boston and New York. And Keeler was at the time and for all time one of the greatest hitters in the game of baseball. He had a career batting average of .341, the 12th best batting average in history. He was the preeminent placement hitter of his age. A placement hitter is a hitter who is versatile enough that he can hit the ball to wherever he wants to in the field. And when asked what the secret to being a good hitter was, it was Wee Willie Keeler who said that the secret to hitting was to hit them where they ain't. Hit them where they ain't. It may be the most practical and obvious tip in all of baseball. And if that's the case, then the inverse is perhaps just as true. That a good defense in baseball is the best way of keeping the opposing team from scoring runs. You need to be where the ball is. You need to put yourself into the position where the ball will likely go, to cover your part of the field, to be at your base. In baseball, hitting is always going to take the headlines, but perhaps just as many games have been won or lost because of what took place or didn't take place on the field. Lefty Gomez, the great pitcher, once said that the secret to his success was clean living and a fast outfield. The positions on a baseball field are laid out to defend against the law of averages. Players are placed strategically to account for the greatest opportunity to field the ball. And the trick about fielding is how the trick about fielding is how a team nuances their positions. When a left-handed hitter comes up to the plate, the defense shifts to the right a little bit because it is most likely that a left-handed hitter is going to hit to the right side of the field. And the opposite is true as well. When a right-handed hitter comes up, the players shift to the left. It's been said that the 1946 World Series between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Boston Red Sox was won and lost, not by what took place at the bat, but by what took place in the field. That series featured one of the greatest hitters the game has ever seen, Ted Williams. And Ted Williams was a left-handed hitter, and he could be counted on almost exclusively to hit the ball to right field. So St. Louis employed a shift when Williams came to bat, shifting their third baseman to play between the shortstop and the second baseman. And they were right. And Williams had an awful World Series, having only 5 hits and one run batted in. Williams was unable to hit the ball where they ain't. It took almost 60 years for Boston to finally win a World Series, ironically, against the Cardinals in 2004. These defensive shifts have become more common in the modern game. You will see defenses shift to play where statisticians say that players will hit the ball today. All this is to say that the key to good baseball is to be where you need to be, to cover your base. And the great sin in baseball is when you do not cover your base, not being where you need to be. With a runner on first and the ball hit to second, if the shortstop doesn't cover second base for the first end of a double play, a grave sin has been committed. It's about being where you need to be, ensuring that the bases are covered. Life, it can be said, is a journey of discovering how to cover our bases. We even ask the question, have you covered your bases? We ask questions of our children, questions of preparation. Have you cleaned your plate? Have you brushed your teeth? Have you studied for your test? Have you combed your hair? Have you covered your bases? Later in life, the questions are different, aren't they? Do you have enough for retirement? Do you have the right insurance policies? Have you made out your will? Have you made your wishes known about your health? Have you made peace with people in your life? Have you covered your bases? Have you put yourself in life where you need to be? Are you ready to receive whatever it is that life is going to throw at you? At one level, this question about covering our bases is somewhat Darwinian. Survival of the fittest. Only the fittest will survive, or at least only the fittest will survive well. And the default has always been, when thinking about our bases being covered, that it's about ourselves and our families. Covering your bases is always about protecting yourself. Have you put yourself in the right position to take care of yourself or to take care of your household? And I suppose that there is nothing wrong with that. We all need food and shelter. But Jesus tries to change the focus of our lives a bit as he talks about this thing called the kingdom of heaven. And he talks about it in three very short parables. Three short stories that talk about something that is hidden, that is just waiting to be found. Something that is important to our lives that we may not even realize exists at first, but when we find it, we will sell everything that we have in order to keep it. In fact, Jesus tells us that a lot of what we think is important is not going to last. He tells us that all of these things that we think that are important are going to be thrown into the furnace of fire, where the angels will come and separate what will last from what won't, while the kingdom of God is hiding just beyond our view. But we are so often focusing on other bases. We are playing on the wrong field. And Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is like three different things. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field that you will find, and you will buy that field with all kinds of joy. The kingdom of heaven is like finding a pearl that is so marvelous that you would sell everything that you own to have it. The kingdom of heaven is like a fisherman who throws his net into the sea and comes up with a great catch. The kingdom of heaven is like the master of a house who brings out all of his treasure, everything, and presents it to God for God to do with it what God chooses. And the question that Jesus asks is, do you understand this? Do you understand that there is something beyond what you see every day when we're living down in the trenches of our lives? That there is something more precious than what we normally give value to? Have you found it yet? Do you have your bases covered? You may think that you have, but quite possibly there is an uneasiness in your soul that is crying out that there is something that is missing in your life. That there is a base that is not covered. That what I've made the most important in my life really will not last. And we come to this place. We come to church hoping, I would think, to catch a glimpse, to gain an understanding of what this life is really about. How, oh God, can I cover my bases? And it would seem that as one takes a look from Genesis to Revelation, that the Bible echoes over and over again a refrain of preparation. What does it mean for us to cover the bases in God's kingdom? It may be summed up best in Micah's great rhetorical question. What does the Lord require of you? How do I make sure that I've got my bases covered when it comes to my relationship with God? Where do I need to be ready for whatever life throws at me? Is it the right insurance plan? Is it a number in my 401k or a certain amount of money in the offering plate? Is it getting into the right college? Or is it sitting in my pew? What basis does the Lord look to have covered when it comes to the living of our days? He has told you, O mortal, says the prophet. It's already there in the law. It's already there in the prophets. The bases are clear to see. He has told you, O mortal, to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. First base, second base, and third base. That's where you need to be when the ball is in play. That's how you should be covering the bases in the kingdom of heaven. These are the things that we must be prepared for because, of course, life can throw at us all kinds of things. We all know that. Life throws its fortune and its misfortune. The rain falls on both the just and the unjust. But what does the Lord require of us? Is it just each one of us out for ourselves? Is it just simply survival of the fittest? Is it dog eat dog? Is it to each his own? Or should life be met with something else? And the scriptures echo over and over again that whatever life throws at us, it is to be met with justice and kindness, and humility. Every day is different. Every year is different. Every age is different. Who knows what time in history is going to throw at us and what changes are going to occur and what circumstances are going to arise? Who knows what balls are going to be in play? We've each drawn a different lot. And we each are called to find that hidden treasure, that kingdom of heaven that is in our lives. In the bleak days of the American slavery, when people of color were seeking to escape their bondage, many came to rely upon the Underground Railroad, stations along the way where fugitives to freedom could hide from the law. And each of those stations was a simple home or barn or loft of a simple American citizen who, when the knock came to the door and the opportunity to risk life, to do justice and love kindness, they humbly put their households at risk to make sure that that when it came to the kingdom, their bases would be covered. William Still was a freed African-American living in Philadelphia who knew that the times had come for him to be one stop on the railroad, one hiding place, one respite on the journey to freedom, to shepherd people to what they called the Promised Land, which for the slaves was Canada. Hundreds came by his way, each bringing the risk of imprisonment, even a return to slavery for Still's home. They were perilous times. And when later in life, William Still was asked about his participation in the underground, he responded, "It was my good fortune to lend a helping hand to the weary travelers flying from the land of bondage." My good fortune. Good fortune to put yourself and those you love at great risk. Good fortune to be living in such harrowing times. Good fortune to focus your life on making life better for others. Good fortune to do justice and love mercy and walk humbly. We just welcome back, as Jamie told you, 26 students and counselors, some completing their second week in Pittsburgh this past week. A glimpse of the kingdom. Between the 2 weeks, over 50 students and counselors doing justice, loving kindness, and walking humbly. Of course, that's the point of the game, isn't it? To make sure that the right bases are covered. To be where you need to be when the ball is in play. I love that old story of the wealthy old mean man who was dying, and on his deathbed, he looked to his wife of over 60 years and he told her that he didn't want to leave any of his wealth behind. He didn't care about taking care of her, didn't care about taking care of his family, he didn't care about philanthropy. He just wanted to be buried with all of his money. His wife was stunned. It was an absurd request. She had lived with his belligerence for years. But this was such an absurd request, but she had to follow through on what he had asked, his last wish. The day of the funeral came, and as the time to close the coffin occurred, his wife walked to the coffin and stood there saying a prayer, and then reached into her purse, producing a check in the amount of $142 million, every dime that he was worth. Threw it in the coffin, closed the coffin, and walked away. Some things won't last. So the question becomes, what might your good fortune be? What do you live for? What bases do you need to cover? It will be different for each one of us. The ball is at play at different places in the field, but the bases remain the same: to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly. Plenty of opportunities that our lives get presented with. We are all in different places and at different times in life. Each of us resides in a different circumstance, but the fortune remains the same, the good fortune. To hear the voice of the Master say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Well done, you who sit here in these pews. Well done, these congregations of Verona and Caldwell. For when the ball was really in play, you found what was hidden. You found the kingdom of heaven, and you covered the bases." Let us pray. Gracious God, we have so many things that go on in our lives, so many things that attract our attention. Lord, as we walk from this, your sanctuary, as we are your church in the communities of Caldwell and Verona, we ask that you would open our eyes to see the kingdom of heaven in our midst, that we would find where you would have us be, that we would do justice, that we would love kindness, and that we would walk humbly with you all of our days. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.